Hello, hi, welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered, and thank you so much for joining the movement for visibility, representation, freedom, and joy, and doing the things. Thank you so much. I am Charles. Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. As someone who grew up in an African household, an Igbo African household for that matter, I have been confronted with a lot of the reality, brutal reality that queer Africans face in their homes. This is something that I have seen firsthand as someone that is raised Catholic, that went to a Catholic school, grew up Catholic, did everything in the Catholic Church. I was confronted with the worst. And all of this nonsense basically are things that literally breaks us down as queer people. And based on some of the things I've discussed on this podcast, looking at the way certain people move, even in their old age, who are repressed as gay people, because they've really taken some of this nonsense and it has really shaped who they are and they cannot move forward. For someone like me that decided to just be strong, live my life, unlearn some of the nonsense that I was taught. This nonsense, I'm calling them nonsense, but these are violence, emotional torture, and psychological warfare. And all this nonsense are dressed as discipline, culture, and religion. Because what normally happens is a lot of our people of African descent, people from Africa, tend to conflate religion and culture. They tend to mix things up. And what I am really freaking tired about is when I'm always told that you need to repent, you need to find God, and it is always God of Abraham. I know from the depth of my soul that my ancestors are okay with me being queer. I never had that doubt. But my dear, it took me a long way to get here, to get to where I understood all of these things. And majority of the problems we have is at home. It's at home. And we need to make this clear because this is what so many gay queer African people are not able to say out loud. And this must end because we face a lot of violence, religious torture, religious abuse, and all of these things. This has to stop. And this has to stop from us, within us. I have stopped this years ago. And I hope that you being in this movement for visibility, representation, and freedom will allow you to be free within yourself. And for freedom to happen for you, it needs to happen mentally, emotionally, and psychological, because these are the things that are used on us. These are violence dressed as discipline and culture. And this has to absolutely stop right now. This really, really makes me angry because I bent myself backwards to fit in for years and years and years. And it is still not enough. It is still not enough. The thing I face every day, this happens to me, people who don't speak to me, I mention this quite often because I do not ask the whys anymore. But the thing is, we need to speak about the truth and it has to start now. I said this to a few people I was speaking to a few days ago. I said to them that what is important to me is that if I'm no longer here, if we are no longer here, for the next generation to be able to see something and say, people like us were here because we had African ancestors who were queer, who came before us. Queer Africans are not afraid of the world the way we think we are. We are actually afraid of our homes. We are afraid of going home. This is why some of the comments I see on some of the episodes, people will be like, oh, I don't know how to tell my parents. My parents will never be okay with it. I received an email from someone a few days ago. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. They were looking for lavender marriage because of their family. And this is something that is horrible. This person was like, I'm scared of going home. I'm being harassed by my family to get a man to be married. And she is not the first person that has written this sort of message to me. This has happened on so many occasions, right? And I replied, I said to them, I don't have anybody to give you that wants a lavender marriage because I am not a dating agency. But I felt so bad for them because they are literally looking for a man to get married to them. because they want to please their family. They are scared of going home. And this is something that a lot of us queer African people go through. And some people that are queer in other parts of the world, not just African people. Because the thing is, the home is where the first problem starts for you. It is where the first bullets of hatred are fired. That is where they start saying all the nonsense to you. I remember this vividly when a relative of mine said to me, oh, look at the way you sit. And I just could not get what they were saying. You get a lot of this nonsense comments that are said in front of you, around you, with other people. And even when they don't know that you are queer and you hear these things, you will not be able to be comfortable at home. Most of these things are just said. They are words, but words mean a lot. They do harm. Once you say certain things to people, you cannot take it back. I have been around people that their parents said certain things to them that are vile when they were children, and they are still going to therapy up until today to get over that. I never ever make these mistakes when it comes to my niece and my nephew. I make sure I don't say things that are extremely harmful, because boy, have I heard a lot of harmful things said to me. A lot of harmful things have been said to me that are not nice, that are internalized. A lot of us queer people, our home is no longer home for us. We can't just pack our bags and say, oh, I'm going home, because it is not good for us. What we hear every fucking day, every day as queer Africans, are things like, I will kill you myself. I pray that you die. You are worthless. You are a walking corpse. My children are better than you. We should never have given birth to you. You will die a shameful, painful death. Does all of these things sound to you like something that is nice to hear? This is abuse. This is violence. This is attempted murder. With language, do you know the number of voice notes that I have been sent by people who know me, that their family have said things to them like this? People that shared womb with you. Some of them are their mothers, their fathers, their uncles have said worse things that you could imagine. And then they would then say to them, I gave birth to you. You are making me miserable. After all this suffering, some of them forget that they decided to give birth to you. Having children is a decision. Who in the world says this to their children if they love them? I know that some of these parents don't love their children unconditionally. Because if you do, you will never, ever say things like that to your child. I listened to a particular voice note, this one. I cried. And the reason why is because of this person is helpless. They don't have the financial means to do anything for themselves. They don't. But you, as a parent, as a sister, as a brother, is saying all of this nonsense. You will die a shameful, painful death. We should never have given birth to you. Look at you. You have all the sicknesses in the world. And you think it's okay. One thing a lot of people forget to understand is that tomorrow is not guaranteed. You saying this to your child, you saying this to your brother or your sister that is queer, that they are going to die, that you pray they die. What makes you think that you are going to outlive them? It is wild to me, but not surprising to me anymore, because I have seen things like this happen every day. I am lucky. My mother never did something like this. My father never did something like this. But what I did here was everything from every other relatives that are surrounded by me, that I've surrounded myself with. I live in a community. I live in a culture. I'm an Igbo man. I grew up Igbo. I am African. And you hear a lot of these things. And you just shrink and shrink and shrink. And you become small, smaller and smaller and smaller. That is a horrible place to be. And I said to myself, once I have the freedom to speak, I will speak to that young child that I am. I will speak to that young child that is somewhere that is not able to speak for themselves. I will speak for that adult that is in the back that doesn't have a voice. This is why I always say, make sure that you join the movement for freedom, visibility, representation, and all of it. Because we will continue to break the generational curse. All this nonsense we will continue to do it. People forget the psychological damage nobody talks about. It is so horrible what this does to a human being. When you realize that your home is not your home, you are always feeling alone. This destroys self-esteem. It creates long-term trauma. It builds internalized shame. It pushes queer children and queer people into hiding. It makes many of us queer people to be suicidal. It teaches us violence as survival. And this is something that is not okay, because you are molded and shaped by the environment in which you grew up in, where you become the person that you become. If you are showered with love, you will love yourself and you will be amazing. If you are showered with hate, you will have trauma. You will have internalized shame. You will be suicidal. You will be silenced. And that is horrible. A lot of African parents do not realize their words heal slowly. They don't know this. They don't know that their actions heals their queer children slowly. A lot of us, this is not just only queer kids. Our parents just feel like, oh, I'm going to feed you. Once I give you food, buy you clothes, pay your tuition fees, that means I love you. That is not love. If you take up the time to say to your child, I love you, I care for you, I love you no matter what, that goes a long way. But no, what they do is that once they find out that you are queer, you are going to go to hell. I rather don't have a child like you. I get this all the time when people say to me, wasted 9 months. You know the reason why this happens? Because a lot of them give birth to their children as their pension because they failed. They are trying to live their dreams through you. And they will say the most vile, wicked shit ever, because they often do. And words have power. Words can kill a human being. And the reason why we are here is to always make you understand that you can be yourself. You can be in this community. You are amazing. Who you are is not wrong. No matter what anyone has told you, just know that you are not alone. We see you. We are in this together. African parents weaponize language a lot. And I have seen this firsthand done to me in a different way. I remember when I was speaking to a sibling of mine that I like about being gay and things like this. It was crazy the way religion came into this. The weaponization of all this nonsense was crazy. It happens by religious indoctrination, and some of my relatives have this. And I was told a lot of nonsense. Did I shrink? Of course I did. Did he continue? Because I am strong-willed. A lot of people are not. And I'm going to break down the forces behind all of this nonsense. Religious indoctrination, fear of community judgment, because they fear that if anyone happens to know that their children are gay, that they will judge them. I was told this. One of my relatives said to me, why are you bringing shame to the family? Everyone in the community is going to judge us. They will say that you are gay and I will feel ashamed without any care of my mental well-being, my emotional well-being, my safety, and every other thing that has to do with my life. Do you see how detrimental and evil this is? And another thing is ego and the obsession with lineage. They will say to you, you know, you should have children, but they forget that gay men can have children. They'll be like, if you become gay, since you've learned to be gay, that means you're not going to have children. Your lineage will end with you. And that is really sad, because everyone cannot have children. Some people want it and they cannot have it. Some people can and they don't want it. I do not want children. It doesn't have anything to do with my sexual orientation, but some of these people are just crazy. Patriarchy is another one. Shame, the shame culture. Lack of emotional intelligence is another thing. It is so crazy. It boggles the mind. The number of times people have come to challenge me, and you know the one that really makes me laugh, is some of these people who think that they are smart, but they are not. They are stupid. They are the worst kind. A lot of our people lack emotional intelligence in the way they deal with things. It's okay for you not to understand that someone is gay, that someone is attracted to the same gender. It is okay if you don't understand that. You can ask questions. You can say, please, my child, my brother, can you enlighten me? I don't really understand this. I need you to explain to me. They don't do it. They just go from 0 to 100 in their bigotry, in their madness, in their meanness, in their hiji and haga. And they think that that is okay. Because the reason why most of these things happen sometimes is that they fear what people will say more than they fear losing their own child. And I really don't understand that. If you are so afraid of what people will say, more than the safety of your child, more than the well-being of your child, more than the mental well-being and emotional well-being of your child, you should not be having children. I have said this so many times. A lot of people who have children are not supposed to be having children. I think there needs to be a course to be given to people before they have children, because some of you are useless when it comes to parenting. You are useless. You are not supposed to be a parent, because it doesn't make any sense the way some of you want to raise your children. If you are afraid of what people will say more than the fear of losing your child, you are messed up in the head. You need to speak to someone. You need to do something about it, because that is not okay. I have had a lot of chaka, 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 chaka. My mouth is always moving. I talk with people. Sometimes it's meaningful conversations, and sometimes it's just arguments. And then sometimes I'm yapping and talking. But one thing I'm doing today, I am going to talk about the cultural lie. We are just correcting you, because this is not our culture. We are correcting you. You shouldn't be like this. Nobody in our family is like this. I am so ashamed. You are bringing this evil into our family. Why? What did we do to deserve all of this evil that you are bringing to us? What did we do to deserve all of this shame? They are all lies. It is not correction. You are not correcting your child. It is cruelty. You are just a wicked person. You are just a wicked relative. It is not discipline. It is emotional assault. But you are using your culture as an excuse to assault your children emotionally. It is not love that you are showing by saying all of the nonsense that you are saying. It is ownership and control. You don't want people to have agency. You don't want your child to be happy. You don't want queer people to be happy. Let me expose this truth again for you to understand that all of these people are just using culture to claim that they are correcting you. I will go through it again. It is not correction. It is cruelty. It is not discipline. It is emotional assault. It is not love. It is ownership. That is what they are doing. And you should never, ever, ever, ever in a million years allow yourself to be in this situation, especially when you have the power to do so. Because I understand that there are a lot of queer people who do not have the means to leave home, who still depend on their relatives for survival. Let me give you this impactful quote again. A lot of African parents love the child they wanted, that they prayed for, to their God, not the child they have. Because if you love the child you have, you shouldn't bother about the child you want. So they don't want you to be gay. They want you to be an accountant, an engineer, a lawyer, a medical doctor, a president, and things like this. You can be a thief as well. You can be a murderer. I was talking to my friend yesterday, one of my close friends. We were talking and something happened in an area where both of us know. And this boy just left secondary school. He is about 17 years old and was making all of this money. And his mother was really, really proud of it. Of course, he's a scammer. He's a fraudster. Some of these people kidnap people and demand for money. The mother was like, my son is so successful, because that is what she wants. She'd rather have a child that is a murderer, fraudster, a scammer, than a child that is queer. because that is the child they want. And that is why I say that some of these people are good for nothing, because it doesn't make any sense to me. But I understand what is going on. And we as a people need to do a lot of unlearning. And this is why platforms like this are extremely important, because it needs to be said that a lot of you abuse your children emotionally, religiously, mentally, physically, and otherwise. You abuse your children in every shape and form. And that is not okay. I will explain to you how this abuse shapes gay Africans, shapes queer African adults. Because a lot of us queer people carry this pain into adulthood. And it manifests into extreme fear, where you are not sure of yourself anymore. You begin to fear intimacy. You begin to over-apologize to people for who you are. You start to have people pleasing, because you are trying as much as possible to make sure that everybody is okay with what you are doing. It brings anxiety. A lot of us queer people are anxious. We are suffering inside. It brings about internalized homophobia. It brings about difficulty trusting love. You have that feeling where you begin to feel that you are unworthy of joy. You develop hyper-independence as a trauma response. This is something that a lot of us queer people carry with us. That is why sometimes when I speak to some people that are extremely repressed, that are loathing openly queer men, I will say to them, you need therapy. Even us as queer African people, queer people of African descent, we need therapy. Because this abuse has shaped us in a really, really bad negative way. And that needs to be dealt with. That is why it is important to have platforms where you can go and be in community. That is why choosing family, it's absolutely important to have your community, your crowd, your people, because biological family is not always safe for us. You do not become strong because of abuse. You become strong despite of it. That is why there is a saying that says, what won't kill you will make you stronger. And we will continue to strive, to work on ourselves, to do what we need to do, to just live our lives unapologetically. We have a lot of generational pattern as Black people, people of African descent, as Black Africans. And that generational pattern has to be broken. It must break. Because I sit from where I am sitting based on the experiences I've had and the things I have seen happen, and it goes on a loop. It's somewhat of a vicious cycle. It goes round and round and round and round because parents repeat what was done to them because they don't know any better. Some of them was never shown any love at all, and they don't know love. All they know is violence and hate, and they just drag their children up. They don't raise their children. Because when you don't know love, how are you going to be able to give someone love? So they repeat what was done to them. Violence becomes the tradition for them. That is why you say things that maybe is not even disrespectful. Before you know, you are being smacked, or they find out that you are gay, you are being smacked, you are being beaten, you are being denied food and basic human necessity. Your humanity is looked down upon. Shame becomes the culture for them because they've gone through shame. They've been told that they are not good enough, and they've grown up in an environment where everything has to be overdone in such a way whereby you don't even know yourself anymore. And they think that that is okay. The way a lot of our people raise their children is horrible. Then, coupled with the fact that you are queer, that is even worse for you. And because of all of these things, silence becomes the inheritance we get as queer people. And all of this has to be broken. From today, we are doing the work for this not to happen to the generation after us. That is why we are speaking. That is why we are living our life unapologetically. That is why this is a movement. That is why it is about freedom. That is why it is about visibility, about representation, because we will continue to break this generational pattern because we deserve better. We want the queer people of tomorrow to be able to live their lives unapologetically and not be afraid and scared of violence. And I want to make this clear. Sometimes they will be like, it is not African. This is this, this is this. Of course, being queer is African, right? It's nothing new. But I just want to say something here. Just because of something is African does not mean it is sacred. Some of it is simply harmful. That is why they will say to you, oh, this doesn't happen in an African household. This is not what we do here. Of course, homosexuality and queerness is something that has happened in Africa before you and I existed. But the other culture, the other things that are used as an excuse to be mean to you is things like, oh, this thing is not from Africa. We don't do things like this. Our land is sacred. But you think it is not harmful, the thing that you do, the things that you do to people that are queer. Some of you need to wake up. You need to wake up and do better. I am using this opportunity to reclaim myself. And you are reclaiming yourself as well. We are going to reclaim ourselves together after all the family rejection that we have gone through. We need to be clear in our head. Your parents' failure is not your identity. Because a lot of us always go above and beyond trying to do something to make amends with the way our parents have failed in their lives and the way they failed us. We should not be doing that because their failure is not our identity. It is not our responsibility. None of it. You are not the names they called you. When they say you F word, you homo, you evil child, you are going to do this, you are useless. You are not those names. Do not accept it because it is not you. It is not who you are. It does not have anything whatsoever to do with you. You deserve love that doesn't come with violence. This is for all of us. I want to make this clear because a lot of us feel like we don't deserve love. You deserve love that doesn't come with violence. Chosen family is your real family. This is something I sing on a daily basis. Chosen family is our real family. Distance can become and can be a form of survival. Distance yourself from people who traumatize you, people who don't want you to be here, people who think that you are useless, that you are not a human being. Distance yourself from them because distance can be a form of survival for you because it allows you to have mental clarity, emotional balance, and peace of mind. Healing is possible for us. It is absolutely possible. It can happen slowly, honestly, and painfully, but it is still possible. Your life is not a mistake because a lot of us tend to think that our lives are a mistake. It is not a mistake. Their hatred is the mistake, and you should remember this, because your life was meant to be the way it is meant to be. You are not a sinner. You are not a taboo. You are not a phase. You are not a mistake. Just remember that anyone who decides to hate you, that person is suffering mentally. That has everything to do with them, because they will continue to suffer because they are the mistake. We are not the mistake. This is a direct message to every queer African that is living through everything that I have mentioned on this episode. You are not worthless. You are not a disappointment. You are not doomed. You are not unlovable. You are not alone. You survive the words that was meant to destroy you. That makes you extraordinary. That makes you wonderful. That makes you powerful. Being queer is not the problem. Surviving hatred is the massive problem and burden. And we are breaking that. That burden, we are breaking it. Because being who we are is not a problem. We are just baby boys and baby girls living our life in this wonderful life that God has given us, if you believe in God. We have not chosen to be here. We have not chosen to become who we are. We are born this way. I want you to have this at the back of your mind. Let it be a continuous record and music in your head. I know some of our parents don't listen to this, but if they happen to listen, this is a message to you, African parents. And I'm going to be extremely blunt to a lot of you because a lot of you are crusty and dusty and you don't know what you are doing and you think you know what you are doing. You are traumatizing your children and you are not raising them. You are literally dragging children up and being mean to them because they are queer. Your child was never the shame. Your violence is the problem and continues to be the problem and you need to do something about it. Your silence is a massive problem. Your cruelty is a massive problem and you need to think about this and make amends. You care about society more than the safety of your children, more than your own safety actually, more than yourself. You don't care about anything that has to do with your household, the peace of mind of your children, their happiness, their joy, and all of those things. You care about image more than humanity. You care about reputation more than your child's life. And all of this is the real disgrace. Because some of you are extremely disgraceful and you need to be called out. You are extremely wayward. This episode is for every queer African and queer African of queer people of African descent and anyone that is queer who grew up feeling unwanted, feeling like they are not wanted in their homes, in their community, in their culture. You were never the problem. You were the truth they didn't have the courage to face. Your life is bigger than their fear. And you will not die the death they wished on you. You will live. You will live fully, loudly, unapologetically, beautifully, fabulous, amazing, in spite of all of them, in spite of all of your family. No matter what, you will continue to be moisturized, juicy, amazing, hydrated, and you will be doing the things every freaking time because you are the vibes. You are amazing. Look at us. We are always the front runner. We do everything that needs to be done. So do not make yourself small. I am encouraging you to share what has happened to you in the comments anonymously. I am encouraging you to share this episode for visibility because it is needed. We need to be visible. Please, if you are queer, if you are a queer person of African descent, a queer person from Africa, connect with community spaces for support. Connect with our people. Join. Be in a community where you can get all the support and all the love and all the care that you deserve because you are amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining the movement for freedom, visibility, representation, joy, and being fabulous. I have been Charles, and this is Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being part of the community. I will see you in the next one. Have an amazing, fabulous time as always because you all deserve it. I will see you in the next one.